Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem, right? Isn't that how it works? Hey, I know. I do this every day, and I do it for a reason. As I always say, you know, really, seriously, if you're not part of the, if you're not informed, don't engage, because you just make us all look like fools. Right? I'm not trying to be mean, not trying to be weird. Just you do. You make us all look like fools. We don't want that, because I want people to take us seriously. You know, everything going on today up on Capitol Hill. We've got the new hearing. And what I love about this is the Dems are in. How am I going to say? They're in double time. Double mode, if you would, on trying to make the Republicans look like fools when it comes to this hearing. I mean, seriously, who is going to defend China? Why would they defend China? Right? Why would you do... here's a country that has always been on our heels, always, you know, want to take us down. Right? You know, come on. You could be hiding. You could decide, okay, that's not true. That's really not what's going on. No, that's not true. You're starting to find out whether you like the guy or not. You're starting to find out that all those conspiracy nut job things that you try to say about Trump, he was right. He was, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but he was dead right. Everything from you know, the Trump Towers being bugged, all the way down to this is a Chinese thing. This is a China flu. That's where it came from. No, it wasn't. I love how they tried to make it sound like he was xenophobic over this. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, the more we hear from these people. See, I say don't stop the Dems from talking. Don't call them out. Okay. Let them go. Let them go. They will bend over backwards. Think about this. We now have proof. We're now being told by many news outlets, not news outlets, I'm sorry, many of our Department of Justice, right, Health and Human Service, I mean, all these groups, our national security groups, are now saying this flu originated out of China. It wasn't natural. It was man-made. Okay? And you've got a few of the top officials going, let's not jump the gun here. Well, no, why? It's where it came from. Make them pay for it. Make them pay for it in the national world. Make them pay for it on the world stage. Right? I think so. Why not? Let them prove it didn't come from them. How's that? How about for once we push them back on their heels? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Looks like, I don't know how true this is. You know, we're still early in this, right? Lori Lightfoot, I know some of you who don't know, they're having their election today in Chicago for new mayor. Paul Vallis, I think is his name. You know, he's up, he is right up there with 35, he's got 35% of the vote. He's in first place, 153,000 votes. This is just as of a few minutes ago. Brandon Johnson in second place with almost 90,000 votes. Gee, Lori Lightfoot in third place. Can't imagine. Why would she be down there? You realize she's throwing stuff around her office right now. Screaming, how can this happen? I mean, she was trying to get the felons to vote for her and everything. Jesus Garcia in fourth place, and not that I know any of these other people. But the mere fact that they finally, you know, this is proof. This I hope gives you hope for the next election. You got to get out there. You got to put feet to pavement. You got to tell your neighbors. I won't say how to vote, but you definitely have to tell your neighbors what they need to vote for, what they need to vote against, what's on the agenda, what's going to protect you, your neighborhood, your kids. My God, I'm amazed at some of these communities that complain for the most part of what's going on in the school. And look, if you have kids in school, and you don't know anything about who's running the school, who's making decisions for your kids, shame on you. Shame on you big time. Dropping your kids off at an institution that you know absolutely nothing about. Just amazing. All right, we're going to talk about whether or not smartphones are killing your kids. Is technology killing your kids? And I don't mean it medically. Be back in a few.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I've been telling you guys, we talk about this on a regular basis, okay? We have these conversations. Well, I guess I talk at you on a regular basis. Seriously, people. When you think about what's going on around you, you think about everything that these kids are being subjected to. I've always said to you, they're being distracted. They're not engaged. You know, the days of having dinner with grandma and the rest of the family on the weekends are gone. And these kids are left to their own. They're left to their own with their quote-unquote friends at school. That's their whole life. But their whole life centers around that. And some of you see it. It's the thing that's stuck in their hand. You know what I'm talking about. That little smartphone that they got. But as I say to you all the time, I'm not the expert. So don't listen to me. I have a clue, because, you know, I get involved in this stuff, but I don't have all the answers for you. That's why I bring on people that do have a clue. And it's been a while since he's been on with me. Tom Kirstein joins me. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, author, and television contributor. He's the author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And if some of you have seen those videos as of late, where, you know, you take the smartphone away from them, you take the little Nintendo, portable Nintendo away from them, and they lose it. And they lose it big time. All right? And you really need to run out, get his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. Now, hey, Tom, God bless. Thanks for being with me, man. I really appreciate your time.
You know what? I'm glad to be with you, Joe. It's good to catch up.
Yeah, and it's, you know what? It's funny because I say to people all the time, you kind of, when I was a kid, the babysitter or the thing that people didn't pay, you know, TV, right? Mom sat you down in front of the TV, dad, you know, watch television while I go make or do or whatever. And now you don't have to do any of that. These kids have grabbed these phones. They've gravitated to all the information that they're being spoon-fed is right there in their hand. You know, everything that they usually sit around, used to sit around and talk to their parents about, they don't have to anymore. They got it right there. Why don't you give people some of your background and what pushed you to write the first book?
Yeah, Joe. So, you know, I worked in education as a counselor in a public high school for 25 years. I've had a private and licensed psychotherapist. I have a private practice for 22 years. So this goes back to 2008. That prompted me to write the original book, Disconnected. When I started seeing an unbelievable amount of kids being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and it led me to do research because it didn't make any sense. I had all these high school kids being diagnosed with ADHD, and everything pointed to something known as brain neuroplasticity that I underscore in the first book. And essentially, you know, the brain, the way it works is we have these neural pathways, and we're spending, you know, more like 3 or more hours a day in front of anything highly stimulating. The brain sort of adapts to that and then unadapts to other environments. So, you know, it's estimated that 70% of kids that are older diagnosed with ADHD don't actually have ADHD. They have the symptoms of it, but they don't have the neurological born-with condition.
It would be, say that again. The kids don't have ADHD?
Well, kids, so ADHD is a neurological condition that you're born with. So whenever I hear the term adult ADHD, I cringe, right? So it's because an adult all of a sudden has symptoms of ADHD. They go get diagnosed with ADHD. They don't actually have it, though. All right, so ADHD you're born with, and the average age of diagnosis historically is 8 years old. And if you have a child with ADHD, you can't not notice it by the time that kid's 5 years old. So instead what we have is, you know, so many people, particularly, you know, young adolescents that are being diagnosed with ADHD that don't have it. What they have is a brain that has been so compromised from the stimulation of technology, hours, 9 hours a day, and their brain has now rerouted itself and adapted to that cyber world and sort of unadapted, affecting their executive functioning part of their brain, creating symptoms of attention deficit disorder. And that's what prompted me to write the first book, and now the next book I go into a lot more new territory.
Now, you know, we've allowed this to happen over a period of time, and I know a lot of people, you know, you hear about these apps that'll help your kid do this and help your kid do that. Let's talk a little bit truly and honestly about what's safe with these phones. What is a safe amount of time for them to be in front of these devices? What kind of things should they be looking at? What should they be staying away from?
Well, you know, so the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 2 hours a day for kids that are 8 years or older, right? No more than 2 hours. And the average kid spending, depending on research, you'll look at somewhere between 8 and 10 hours a day.
Wow.
And that's where we're at. So, you know, to jump on your earlier point, you know, one thing that I talk about in Raising Healthy Teenagers and the new book, some new information, some new research I've done is on behavior and conduct issues. So what I've been seeing for the last couple of years is an unprecedented amount of oppositional defiant behavior. And part of the reason is that there's so much negative. Everybody's got a camera in their pocket. Every street corner there's a camera somewhere. So everything bad is being captured, right? Funnels to social media, gets into kids' minds, and that desensitizes them to these behaviors and these violent criminal activities and so forth. Secondly is, this area of the brain that produces dopamine, which is the feel-good chemical. It's the pleasure-seeking part of the brain, right? So all of these apps, video games and so forth are designed to target that part of the brain. So kids are getting an endless stream or drip of dopamine, right? And that's tied to every addiction. So when mom and dad comes and takes the phone away or the Xbox, what's the ensuing result of that? An absolute crash and withdrawal in the form of behavioral outbursts and verbal outbursts.
So what... I can keep you on for 3 hours because I got like all these questions popping up in my head, which is, you know, when you talk about this, explain to people what dopamine is. And I know some of them already know because of another guest I have on regularly, but I want you to tell them what it is and how this is feeding these kids.
So, all right. So let's imagine somebody that's a drug addict, right? That uses cocaine, for example, right? So what that substance does is it stimulates the part of the brain that produces dopamine. Dopamine is if you hit a home run in a baseball game, you get this rush, this really feel-good feeling, right? Now, through evolution, as human beings, we have something called homeostasis, which is the brain's, through evolution, ability to create a balance so that you don't have too much dopamine and too little. Once the scale tips... and there's too much dopamine, like, for example, somebody using drugs, right? Or somebody playing too many video games or somebody constantly scrolling through TikTok and so forth. What happens is it creates an imbalance. Now you have too much dopamine, right? And the ensuing result is when that stimuli is removed, in this case, phones or video games, you have a very similar effect to somebody who doesn't have access to drugs or has had their drugs taken away. They crash, they withdraw, and for kids that manifests itself, you know, behaviorally, I could sit here for hours and tell you stories of my private practice of 12-year-old kids saying things to their parents, getting physical with their parents, and making comments that I wouldn't, you know, say on this interview right now.
Oh my God. I mean, and listen, being in the position I'm in on a school board, we've seen it. I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen what happened. We're working on processes right now to limit cell phone usage when the kids are at school, actually even forcing them to shut them down, put them in their backpack, and I will tell you when we come back about some of the effects, positive results we get. Trouble to your health, don't go far, a lot more when we return with Tom.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant General Alexis Grankovich, says It's unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS, so something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
The U.S. Air Force in the Middle East called the incident unsafe and unprofessional. Teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows for teens to request their own rides or to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by parents through the family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their teen to create the account, and safety features will automatically be enabled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I always feel bad with that South by Slaves. We're talking about stuff, mental health for kids and such, but I gotta tell you know what? It's true. It's what you're turning your kids into. You know, being a school board member, talking to other school board members and people in education, some of us older folks, more seasoned, we're always amazed at what parents do to their kids when it comes to, you know, sticking up for them no matter what and not allowing them to suffer the consequences of some of their bad actions. And you heard my guest, Tom Kersting. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, author, and television contributor. He's also the author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. Grab his latest book at the next break. Grab his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. You know, I got to tell you guys something. Helping them maneuver, and I'll let him speak to this, but Helping your kids to maneuver is not cleaning their butts for them, not picking up for them all the time, allowing them to go through some of this stuff while they're with you at home as opposed to when they get out on their own. Anyway, Tom, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you finish
up. I was going to say another... Yeah, an important, yeah, this next book, an important chapter, you know, goes back to, like, younger kids, right? And, you know, parents of younger kids. And, like, right now we have this issue where kids are spending almost all of their time indoors, right? And indoors means in front of a screen, right? And it affects their mental well-being. And kids are spending just 4 to 7 minutes a day of unstructured outdoor play nowadays. Because they'd rather be inside. So the ball fields are empty. I was just talking to you during the break about, like, how they had police tape during COVID around all the playgrounds. You know, so it's like, all right, that's like a crime scene. You know, the playground, the kids' natural habitat. So let's, like, put them in solitary confinement inside their house where their bedroom can now be the place where they sleep and where they get educated. You know, and as a result, the last couple of years, we have, play is down 71%. Just play between kids. And play is where kids learn social and emotional skills. It's where they learn how to cope. It's where they learn how to deal with a kid taking a ball from them. And play also activates something like 3,000 genes in the cortex part of the brain that's responsible for decision-making and shapes our kids socially as human beings.
Now, you're talking about physical play, when they're actually looking at each other, rolling around the dirt and that kind of thing, correct?
That's what I'm talking about. Like when you're outside, you're on the playground, some kid takes your ball, you scrape your knee, you get into a scuffle, you know, and oftentimes, you know, we have helicopter parents, to your point, that come in and try to rescue the kids. But every time we do that, you know, we're actually harming the kid because they need to learn how to understand how to deal with other people, how to deal with, you know, situations that aren't going their way, how to deal with a kid that's bullying them and so forth. The more we insulate them, the more we're actually preventing them from developing the skills as they move along to be able to cope and how to handle adversities and how to confront people.
Yeah, it's again, it's never ending. And part of the thing I was talking to you about during the break was I am amazed at how many parents either don't want to parent, don't want to believe, don't get truly the damage that these smartphones, and it's not, you know, we use the term smartphone. It's not the smartphone in and of itself. It's not the fact that they have a phone in their backpack that is damaging these kids. It's a matter of that they're so connected to it, if you would. That's their life. Next to their heartbeat or their heart, that's their life source, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well, kids spend more time per day staring at a screen, whether it's the phone, video games, TV, the tablets, social media, and so forth. They spend more hours of their day, 7 days a week, than any other life activity, including sleep and including school.
Wow. And the parents aren't spending anywhere near the time with their kids that like my parents did or what have you. Today, my understanding is the average parent doesn't spend a half an hour to 45 minutes on a school day with their kids. Are you finding the same thing?
Well, actually, the statistic, Joe, and I talk about this in the first book, Disconnected, parents are spending as much time in front of screens as their kids are. So a statistic that I cite, and this is going to sound a little frightening to your listeners, is that the average parent spends just 3.5 minutes per week in meaningful conversation with their children.
A week.
3.5 minutes per week in meaningful conversation with their children.
Is it because they're afraid or they're stuck behind their phone?
They're stuck behind their own phone as well. And it's like I talk when I'm doing lectures, Joe, I tell when I'm talking to parents, I try not to, like, you know, make them feel bad. I'm just trying to, you know, give them information, of course, give them insight and advice. So I explain to them, I say, like, you know, the tip, we hear the word family. When I think of family, I think of, like, the Brady Bunch, right? You know, family, that's like, what is that, like 8? But let's just take a family of 4. You know, the typical family of 4 isn't really definitive of the word family in the dictionary. It's more like 4 individuals that are family members that live under the same roof that don't talk to each other.
Oh, God. I don't get it. I can't even imagine. All right, so listen. You talked about social malnutrition, and I was like, what the heck is that? Tell us what social malnutrition is.
Well, chapter 2 of my book is social nutrition, and when I was writing the book, I actually had it entitled Social Malnutrition, and the publishers made me change it because they're like, oh, that sounds too negative. But so it's actually called Social Nutrition, and it's about what I just talked about the importance of making sure that our children are out and about, you know, interacting with other kids, playing with other kids, spending more time outside than they are inside, right? And if you just look at, and here's some statistics, right? So when you look at COVID, when kids were no longer allowed to be with anybody else and no longer, you know, allowed to be outside, between, February and March of 2021, the beginning of the lockdowns, there was a 51% increase in suicide attempts among girls between 12 and 17, and a 24% increase in emergency room visits for mental health emergencies for kids between the ages of 5 and 11. So it goes to show you that when kids are, you know, forced to be inside, and this was actually happening before COVID, but COVID has made it even worse, that removes them from their natural habitat. It's like taking a lion, you know, out of the tundra and putting it in a cage. It doesn't know what to do, right? Or a baby lion, you know, that's born, you know, that's rescued in the wild when it's a baby, when it's a cub, and is nursed back to health, but can't be released back into its natural habitat because it won't know how to exist anymore. So that's the biggest fear I have, is like, because our kids are spending so much time on another planet, cyber world, you know, how do we expect them to thrive and really kill it in the real world when they have to go out in the real world?
Yeah, it's interesting, again, just watching, and look, I don't know if this was the right way to handle it or not, but, you know, when we kids, we got hurt on the baseball field, the football field, whatever it was, you know, your coaches would be like, come on, get up, shake it off, you know, walk it off, and that kind of stuff. You didn't baby, you know, as long as you knew it was unbroken, let's not get ridiculous, but you know what I'm saying. And nowadays, I'm watching this happen. The game stops, 5 people run over to the kid, got a broken leg, he hasn't got a broken arm or a hand. It's all, you know, it's okay, he didn't mean to do it, he didn't mean to run into you, and Stop it. What are you doing?
He's got a strawberry on his knee from sliding where a little skin came off.
Right.
No, it's so true, though. And it's really, I think part of that is just like, you know, parents, you know, everything we're consuming is like fear-based. And I have a chapter on that, too, called Fear-Filled Nation. So everybody's like walking on eggshells. They're afraid of everything. And we're like so responsive, you know, to every little thing. Like our kid slides into second base and starts crying because they're supposed to cry because they're 5 years old. And then we go out and the ambulance comes, the helicopter lands on the field. And it's like, you know, what's going on here? The kid doesn't have any, nothing's happened to him. He's just got a little scrape on his neck.
It is just amazing. You know, one of the things you talked to me about during the break was nature deficit disorder. And, you know, my head goes right to, do our kids really know that there's real trees out there? Do you only see them in the store or on your smartphone, right? I mean, what is that all about?
Yeah, so the kids that spend more time outdoors than they do indoors have substantially higher mental health outcomes.
Really?
So that's how we're wired. Like human beings are hunters and gatherers through evolution. We are supposed to be outside. We're supposed to be getting our heart rate up. You know, we're supposed to be interacting with others, and we're supposed to be getting sunlight. You know, when kids are in their bedrooms, like, you know, and they're getting blue light from their screens, they're not living in their natural habitat. So they're suffering from something, an unofficial term that we call nature deficit disorder.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you always, whenever I talk to you, I'm always sitting here lost for words, and that's not, you know, I'm an Italian from Boston. I very rarely am lost for words, you know. But I sit here and think about all this damage that's being done, and the fact that we are, quote-unquote, as I always hear, we're an enlightened society, right? We're supposed to be smart. We're supposed to be educated. I don't have a PhD in anything, and this stuff makes so much sense to me, being inside, being stuck on the phone, having your brain. I mean, I'm concerned that when you're on that smartphone, you're technically being fed information. You're not working it through. You're not putting it together yourself. You're having this information being spoon-fed. It has to be dumbing you down to a degree, is it not?
It is. Well, it's like, you know, everything nowadays is the push of a button. You hit a button, DoorDash is there. You hit a button, Amazon movie right in front of you, you know. So there's no delay gratification.
Well, that thought, we're going to go to a quick break. I want to finish up on that because that's one of the biggest pushbacks I get is, no, the phone doesn't affect you like that. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Tom Kirk and Anthony.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-4-JOE. 855-732-556. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Truly be part... You know, the way you do that is you got to get informed. Don't make it up as you go. You've never heard me say, I believe something just because I think it. I always tell you what I've read, what I've looked into, and I don't stop for those of you, you know, I'm not that Fox guy that's into Fox 24/7 or Newsmax or that. I go looking at different viewpoints to find out how they're getting at something. I go look for the commonalities as to what they're seeing. And if you really want to see... really how the left and the right don't work together, you just go to an MSNBC or CNN along those lines, and you go ahead and look at how they title a story and their spin on a story as opposed to, okay, Fox or Newsmax or what have you. This is why you have to do your own research. You can't be spoon-fed. And many of you think that your kids are really, you know, they're doing better than, oh, look, they've got more tools than we ever had. They got this smartphone. They can look up anything in a heartbeat. That's not necessarily the best thing for you. Tom Kirstein joins me. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist. He's author and television contributor. He's also the author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. In his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate The pitfalls and dangers of teen life. Tom, can you, first of all, I would love you with me, man. You actually make me speechless, which is a hard thing to do. But is your book now available on Amazon?
It's available anywhere books are sold. It was just released last week, a week ago today.
All right, cool.
So anywhere you can buy books, you can find it.
Well, look, I don't push books on my people. I really don't. I mean, a lot of times I'll have somebody on or what have you, but this is something. Whether you have kids, nieces, nephews, or grandkids, grab the book. Grab the book and learn something. You know, figure out what's going on so that when you have them around you, it's not all about the phone. You know what I mean?
Let me give you a good example, something I want to talk about that's from the new book, all right? I have a chapter 3 is called Fear-Filled Nation, right? So you remember Jaws, Joe?
Oh.
1975, the movie,
yeah.
Right? So when Jaws came out, right, I think it was the highest grossing movie ever at the time, right? So Jaws comes out, you got this mechanical, you know, robotic shark, right, on a big movie screen. Do you know what happened after Jaws came out? Millions of people across the country would no longer go in the water, right? For a two-hour movie. I'm 50 years old. I still don't go in the water after watching Jaws. 50 years later, right? No, I don't really, but I'm hesitant, right? So think about that. A two-hour movie has that kind of an imprint on your mind. Has that kind of an imprint on your mind. Now think about the stuff that adults and kids are consuming all day long, right? Stuff far worse than a shark, you know, patrolling the waters. Just violence, murder, so forth. Everything caught on camera. Imagine what that's doing to the psyche. Think about why there's so much anxiety. Think about why there's so much tentativeness, so much fear in our society right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people need to pay attention. I mean, seriously, right? Use your set. Listen, parents should use their parental instinct. I mean, I almost hate to say that because I've seen what some parents have done, but For the most part, when I talk to some of these moms, they go, look, I knew this was wrong, or I knew this was this, and they said, but look at it, friends are doing it, and I mean, it's okay to take a stand, isn't it?
Well, it's necessary, but the problem is there's something called social conformity. I talk about that in Disconnected, right? So you take, like, if I'm doing a lecture, like, I think I'm going to come out your way again and talk, but hopefully soon out in California, right? So if I got, 500 parents in an audience, right? And I'll get into a section called social conformity, and I'll say, all right, raise your hand if you think it's smart for an 11-year-old to have a smartphone. All right, so all the lectures I've done all over the country, I've never had a parent raise their hand and say, yes, I think that's smart. And then I go on to explain, okay, we all agreed it's a bad idea, right? Yeah, oh, yeah. Did you know the average age of first smartphone issuance is 11 years old? And probably at least half of you in the audience right now that thinks it's a bad idea, you have a kid that's 11 or under that has a smartphone? Have you ever thought about that? And I try not to put people on the spot. But I want to make a point, and it's social conformity. We tend to just, like the school of fish that turns left at the same time, or the flock of birds. That's how humans operate. And somebody's got to stand up and lead. And that's like the biggest thing I'm trying to get out there with my movement, to get parents to start in their community leading instead of following everybody else.
Yeah, I think this line of thinking, I think this line of training, and the stuff that you have in your books should be mandatory for teachers and parents. I don't know how you make it mandatory for parents, but you know what I'm saying to you. Make it mandatory for teachers so they see what's going on. They see what the smartphones are doing to these kids. So they come up with different ways, find different ways to teach the kids. And I will tell you, we've got 16 schools in my district. Two of them have got a policy. Smartphones off from the time you get on to the time you get off of campus. And we had, I think that particular school has almost 1,500 kids in it, I don't know. But we had like 9 complaints. 9. From parents.
Now I'm going to take credit for that because I believe when I did a lecture 3 years ago,
yep,
that's when you guys afterwards initiated that, right?
It was so shortly after that.
Give me a little credit over here, will you?
Yeah. And one of the principal who did it, she was bent on the fact that she said, look, all of a sudden, I'm paying attention when I go out during lunch and other things. They're interacting with each other. They're actually looking at each other while they're talking. She said, one of the things that stands out in my mind, she was talking about how the kids were sitting around the tables, the lunch tables outside, because we are in California, and they would be talking with each other, but looking at their phone and texting while they're talking to their friends. Right? There's no deep relationship being built there, is there?
No, I got something good for you, right? Something that just popped into my head. So at my, I'm right outside of New York City, like a half an hour away in northern New Jersey, right? So a lot of kids here go to sleepaway camp for like 7 weeks over the summer. So I counsel tons of teenagers and, you know, middle schoolers and so forth. And a lot of them will go away for the summer. And then they come back in September. They start coming back to my office. And I swear to you, I've asked countless kids. I asked them, I say, what is the best part of sleepaway camp? And I can't tell you how many kids have told me, because they're not allowed to bring smartphones. They tell me the best part was not having a smartphone. Right? So, of course, before they went to camp, they were, like, freaking out about not having a smartphone. But what they discovered when they were there is something that humans inherently crave. And what that is deep human connection, deep conversations and relationships. Okay. So they experienced something they didn't even realize they craved.
Yeah, well, because they haven't had it, right? I mean, they've been drawn away from it, because the cool thing to do is have a smartphone. The cool thing to do is have, you know, seven conversations once you're texting seven people at the same time, you know, having conversations, and that makes you kind of cool, I guess, or something. But to your point, there's no depth of reality to the conversation, to, you know, what you're doing. I was just reminded by somebody who just texted me and said, hey, you didn't talk about dumbing down, and you know, we were talking about how these smartphones, when it comes to information, they're spoon feeding, or they're almost force feeding you information. If you would, you don't have to work or you don't work anything through. Whatever that comes across that smartphone is gospel truth, right? In the mind of a young person, isn't it?
Well, they don't even know it. It's just the way the brain works, right? The way your brain works when you're sitting in front of a screen, you're in, believe it or not, in a state of hypnosis, right? People don't know that. And what happens is all your conscious critical mind, which is the gatekeeper for the uncritical subconscious, all that stuff just floods right into that subconscious mind, and it doesn't know the difference. It just believes that and makes it its reality. Perfect example is about a year ago, there was a story about countless teenage girls developing fine motor tics, like somebody with Tourette's syndrome. So doctors couldn't figure out what the hell was going on, and they got together and they realized that all these girls were spending countless hours watching videos of people on TikTok with Tourette's syndrome, and what happened is their brain began to mimic those movements just from constantly consuming that unintentionally. Yeah, yeah.
You got to be kidding me. What about violent type of things? You know, you get a lot of kids that are that, and I don't mean the tomfoolery that goes on. I mean, you know, they're watching all these violent videos of people punching each other and violence on subways and stuff like that, or even just video games that they're watching of people fighting and such. I mean, how does that affect them?
Well, you know, the way the brain works, you know, if we're exposed to something enough, right, we become desensitized to it. So if somebody's afraid of blood and they have to be a doctor, let's say, whatever, they go to medical school, they're afraid of blood, eventually they become desensitized to it. So that becomes right. Normalized. So if you're, you know, marinating in violent, you know, content all day long, you begin to just become desensitized to that, you normalize that, and then oftentimes we act upon that. Hence all of these beatings, bullying, you know, things going on in schools that you see all over the news.
To give you just a quickie, I had Marines on the show years and years and years ago. I think it was Veterans Day or Armed Services Day. I had a bunch of them on the show, and the drill sergeant that was there after they left, we were talking. He said, what I find with these young kids is the hit rate, the accuracy rate has gone up so much with these young kids. He says, I attribute it to video games. The hand-to-eye coordination is much better. They're faster in their response. And he said, you know, you should look it up someday and see what it was, the difference between World War One and World War Two, with the kill rates. In World War One, they used paper targets. That's what you were shooting at. In World War Two, they were using you know, body silhouettes and targets like that, where it was a real thing, in essence, in the mind. So this backs up everything you're saying. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. All right, quick, Tom, tell people where they can get more information about you and where they can get your book.
Yeah, some more information about me. My website, www.tomkersting.com, KERSTING. And anywhere you can buy books, you can find my books. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local bookstore, whatever.
And I'm gonna embarrass Tom. Send me one book with your signature on it, and I'm going to give it away here on the air next time I replay it.
You got it, Tom.
Thanks a lot. All right, Tom, God bless. Thank you for what you're doing, man. I really appreciate you helping the kids the way you are. All right, people, coming up, Brad Dacus joins me. We're going to talk about your legal rights and how we protect them. Be back with you.